Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope it is good. I appreciate you tuning into the show today. If you would like to call in, you can do so at 516-418-597. So, all right, hopefully your day is going well. Mine is, so hopefully you're doing all right. Let's go ahead and take some calls really quick here. 805, you're on the air with me. Hello.
Hi, this is Stephen.
Can you hear that? Try 617. Hello?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well, honey. How are you?
I'm good. Can't complain. How can I help?
Good. My question is in regards to my work. I am looking for another job, but I just want to kind of figure out like what's going on in regards to my department, which is the HR department.
Okay. Let me tap in here really quick and see what's going on.
Okay.
I just think they're just going to change that whole thing is what I'm thinking of. So maybe getting new people. That's what I keep seeing. It's just like a revolving door there. Like
yes.
They come in and
yes.
They go right back out.
Yes. And I'm having like some issues with my boss.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been an ongoing thing for 2 years. And basically they're trying to put all of this on me.
Right. Yeah. I don't see them being able to do that. You haven't done anything wrong. So
yeah, I've been tardy. I've been tardy, and they have made it, you know, where they haven't spoken to me in a year.
Right.
And I'm like, this can't all be about me being tardy.
Right. No, I don't see that being. I agree with your intuition. You know, there's something else going on here, and I can't pick up on it very well, but, you know, I just feel like, you know, you're going to get a different job, it looks like, by, like, summertime, like June. So,
yes.
You know, you just have to, you know, put up with it for, you know, until then, but.
Yeah. But you see that it's more than being tardy. Matter of fact,
yeah.
I was told that my boss is afraid of me.
I don't see that. But yeah, 'cause I mean they have the power. I mean if they didn't want you there, you know, they could kick you out, so.
Exactly. So why hasn't this happened?
Yeah, I just think, you know, you have a great, you know, spirituality about you and stuff like that. So I think, You know, one thing that's happening on our planet right now is all this chaos is trying to overload our minds and get us off track.
Yes.
You know, just, you know, sometimes we don't even realize that we're not, you know, tapped into spirit. And, you know, we just have to work through those kind of things.
Yeah. But I'm gonna be okay until I find another job. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely see that, yeah.
Okay, good. Good, excellent.
Yeah, another job is going to be a whole lot better. So.
Yes.
All right?
I deserve it. I deserve it.
You do. Yeah,
I deserve.
You've struggled a little bit. You deserve some good stuff happening. So, you know, just put your hands out and receive it. So.
Yes, I will. I will. Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless.
You have a great day. Bye bye.
You as well. God bless you. Bye bye.
All right. Let's try 720. You don't know, notice me.
Yes. Hi. My husband's getting a promotion, and it's either going to keep us where we are now or it's going to move us out of state, and I'm just wondering what you see on that.
Okay. So he got a new position?
Yeah.
Okay. I do see some relocation for you, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen really quick. What I'm getting, right, two months or something like that is what I'm picking up. So that would put you, you know, I'm counting May already, so that put you like in July. And
Do you have any idea where?
I do not have that information. I'm sorry, I just don't have that.
Sure. Okay.
Is there a place that you want to live, or?
Oh, it's out of my control. There's a couple of states that are up in the running.
Right.
But it's out of my hands, basically.
Yeah. Well, just,
there's
you
the
know,
East Coast, there's the West Coast, and then there's, you know,
I see
Southern.
East. Yeah, I
okay.
see East. So.
Yeah, there's
right.
North Carolina and then Atlanta.
North Carolina is probably a better fit.
I would love to live there. Okay,
excuse
gosh,
me?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, you have a great day.
All right,
bye-bye.
You too, bye.
Let's go with, hold on, my switchboard is doing some crazy things. All right, 856, you're on air with me.
Hey, Michael, it's Laura.
Hi, how can I help you today?
I'd like to know if you see me making a move sometime this year.
It looks like later part of this year. It looks like about October.
Okay. What can you tell me about that?
I don't have a whole lot on that, but I definitely see you relocating. So. But I don't know where exactly. I think it's definitely on the East Coast. I feel that pretty strong. But otherwise than that, I don't have any other information.
Is it close to where I currently live?
Yeah, it's close to where you currently live, yes.
Okay, so do you see me making a move, purchasing my own home?
Yeah, definitely. I see you owning a house, yep.
Okay, and then anything around that, so will I be buying the house by myself on my own?
I see somebody else coming in, like, after you get settled, pretty much, but I don't see that until, like, next year, so. All right?
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You have a great day. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, 702, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hey, Michael, it's Rose.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay, almost getting blown away today. It's super windy.
How can I help?
I want to know, the car thing is coming up. So this week I've been working on, you know, cleaning it out and getting it washed and waxed and all that stuff. But I'm nervous about going down there and what they're going to tell me. So I just want to confirm that you see me being able to work out a deal to still be able to, you know, either keep the car or trade it in for something else.
I keep getting that you're going to trade it in. They're going to talk to you about trading it in, actually. So, but I definitely see
you don't
having
see me
a different
having
car.
To go back to the bus, right?
The bus?
Yeah, because I don't want to have to take the bus again. I think I would die.
Yeah. Well, you've been spoiled a little bit. You bought a car. But no, I don't see a bus.
I
don't see a bus.
Thank goodness.
You know, unless you just want to ride around on the bus, but I don't see anything that would stop you from getting a different car. I keep seeing like a black car. I don't know exactly if it's a black car. So.
Okay. Well, thank you. You eased my mind and
you're
you
welcome.
Made me laugh today, so that's awesome.
Okay. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. 480, you're on air with me. Oh, we'll be in a minute. Hold on. Okay.
Hey, Michael. It's Mike. Hey, real quick quick question. Started a new job in the restaurant industry, and I just kind of wanted to get an idea if you feel that the money at this place is going to be significantly better than the previous place I was at.
Definitely. I see a lot of money coming your way. It's going to be better for you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. You have a good day.
You too.
All right. Bye. All right. If you'd like to be on the show, I have one more call ahead of you. I'll be taking that really shortly here. 516-418-5997. So I was getting hanging up on the 7th, I guess. But, I do appreciate you, being a part of the show. Without you, I'd be just talking to a wall, so that's not good. But I appreciate you very much. So let's go ahead and click on 610. You're on air with me.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how can I help?
Hi, this is Sonia. I just have a question here. The job I have right now, I do technical footwork, and I work with a whole bunch of guys. I'm the only female.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they don't really like me. That's just the impression I'm getting. And, I don't know what you're picking up, but the company itself, I just feel like there's nowhere for me to grow, so I started looking for something else. I don't know what you're picking up.
Right. I see you actually in a different job. I don't like to feel where you are right now. When I tap into it, it just feels very stagnated, like nothing's moving there. You don't need that because it's affecting your energy, and so you need to leave. So, I mean, if you do leave, it would be on your choice. They're not going to fire you or anything like that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, yeah. I mean, what are you picking up as far as me finding something? Because I'm pretty much looking every day. I just saw something, just one thing, because ideally I want to apply for something better because I have the skills
right.
and the experience, and I want to get something closer and with better pay and benefits because I just think I'm underpaid and,
Right. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I feel like you're underpaid too. You have all this experience and, all this stuff working for you. So, but I don't have any more information on, when it's going to happen for sure and things like that. So, what they're telling me, what Spritz told me is for you just to remain calm and, you know, maybe meditate before you go to work and stuff like that to help change your energy where they're not affecting you so much.
Okay. So you don't know, like, okay. I mean, I was just wondering if I have to stay here much longer or, you know, I've been here almost 2 years, you know, so that's why I was asking.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to be there much longer. It looks like May, maybe June is when you're probably leave.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay. Do you feel it's going to be something closer to where I'm at? Because that would really be great, you know, like maybe a half an hour drive or so. So.
Yeah, I think it would be close to where you work. Yeah.
Oh, that would be wonderful because I hate this commute. You know, it's a real killer, especially in days when there's traffic or rain, you know, and stuff.
Right. So
I thank you so much.
I feel like it's going to be.
Bye-bye.
Oh, no problem. I appreciate you calling in. Have a good day.
Sure, you too.
All right. 305, you're on air with me.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, my name is Seema. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
Okay. I wanted to look at if you see anything with me moving, finding a place in the next couple of months. Oh, in the next month, I would say.
Okay. So you're looking maybe settled by June, because we're getting ready to go into May.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I see. I see like the middle of June.
The middle of June? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, can you tell, like, would it be somewhere close to my job? I got a new job, so that's why I'm looking for that new place.
Right. Yeah, I feel like it's going to be close, maybe a couple miles or something. Nothing really outrageous.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Hello?
Hi, thanks for calling.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, I have open lines at the moment at 516-418-5997. While I'm waiting for people to call in, we're going to go ahead and play this song. We'll be right back. You're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Thank you. let's go ahead and take a caller. 360, you're on air with me.
Oh, hi. Can I ask a question about a dream?
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Oh, can I ask you a question about a dream?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. I don't know if I'll be able to tap in, but we can try it. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, this morning I dreamt that I was in this house and I was escaping something, and then I hesitated because it was a long drop from this window, and I turned around and there was this big, you know, this long, long red snake. And I turned and there was another snake in another corner. And then this little snake came off the red snake and bit me in.
All right. So open lines, 516-418-5997. All right. Let's go ahead and do this, and then we'll talk for a minute. My website, if you're looking for it, is www.insightswithmichael.com. Make sure you get the S in the insight. Because it's Insights with Michael. Man, time goes by fast. But I appreciate everybody that's called in today. And I would ask for a prayer for my family. We just lost my mom on the 18th of March. And my brother's having some emotional issues and stuff like that. And I've had some myself. So I would ask for prayer for our family to work through the griefs that we're going through and stuff like that. I mean, I know that she's on the other side and doing a whole lot better. But still, you know, you have the emotional stuff. We're in physical bodies, so we react physical sometimes. So I'm going to go ahead and go off air. But we will be back on air. What is today? Tuesday. We'll be back on air on Friday at 1 p.m. I'm going to change the show time. It is 1 p.m. Central. That would be Friday. So hopefully you can join me. All right, you guys have a great day, and I'll talk to you on the other side. All right, bye-bye.